We mentioned in the previous shiurim that there is a category of halacha called tasa b'avikistin, foods which are primarily snacks, such as cookies and cakes, even though they're baked, but they don't take on the full status of bread. And therefore, if one eats just a small amount of them, one recites a mezonos and alamichya. However, if one is kaveasud, if one has an entire and a large amount that would be the equivalent of a meal, then one would have to actually wash and recite a motzi and actually bench, even though one is only eating cookies and cakes. How much is considered to be kaveasud? There are many, many different opinions in the poskim. But Moshe Feinstein baskin that the amount that's considered to be kaveasud is the amount that most normal people would eat of food at a regular meal. So let's say, for example, says Ramosha, in America, most people don't have real meals at breakfast, and lunch is kind of on the run. The only meal that people sit down and actually eat is supper. Even that, some people don't even eat. But supper is considered to be the main meal in America, and therefore, you have to figure out approximately how much food does a person eat at supper. So at a regular supper, you sit down, and then you have a piece of chicken, you have some piece of kugel or something, you have some salad, some leftover cholent, whatever you have left over from Shabbos. You have to figure out approximately what that amount of food is. And then if you would eat an equivalent of that, of cookies and cakes, then one would be required to treat that as bread, and one would be required to wash and veg. The most common shaila that comes up in terms of pasta b'avikistin, in terms of quantity, is as follows. What if I don't eat that much of cookies and cakes per se, but I eat it together with a lot of other foods? So that's the Magen Avraham who suggests that one would have to treat that also as kviyasuda. So that could potentially mean as follows. Let's say a person comes and has some crackers. He doesn't have that many crackers, but he has crackers together with tuna fish and an egg salad and other things, and eats a lot of other foods, and by the end time he's finished eating, he has eaten kidei kviyasuda of all the foods together. So the Magen Avraham is a chiddush that's also called kviyasuda. One would be required to wash a bench for that. Not everybody agrees to that. But those who follow the Magen Avraham, the Shabur Paskins that way, the Meisah Paskins that way, those who follow the Magen Avraham would now have somewhat of a challenge, particularly at a Kiddush. If the person comes to a Kiddush in Shabbos morning and they have a little bit of mezonos in order to fulfill Kiddush Bacham Suda, and then they start to fill up and everything else. I mean, the old style Kiddushes, maybe you had gefilte fish and some kugel or something. So I imagine some of the newer Kiddushes have a little bit more. So the guy's filling up on whatever he's filling up on his poppers, on his sushi, on whatever is being served at the Kiddush. And the bottom line is that he ended up eating kidei kviyasuda. He only had a little bit of cookies and cakes, but he had an awful lot of everything else. Now he may be required to actually bench for that. So what is the halacha? So this was a big machlokes. Even within the view of the Magen Avraham, this was a further machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rav Moshe said the answer is yes, that if a person had two or three chocolate chip cookies, and then they had a lot of other kind of stuff, so then they had bowl of cholent, and they had chicken wings, and whatever else they ate, so they would be required to actually wash and bench on that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that Magen Avraham only applies if a person is having something like crackers, where the other food is enhancing the crackers. So if you have the crackers and tuna fish and whitefish and that kind of stuff, which goes together with it, then it adds on to require the bench. If you have a piece of cake and a bowl of cholin, so there's no connection between the cake and cholin, and therefore one would not be required to bench. I think that most people are probably leaning on the shaila. Some are trying to avoid the shaila altogether. When they go to the kiddush and Shabbos morning, instead of going for cookies and cakes, which is probably not the healthiest thing anyway, so if you go for other kinds of foods that don't technically have the status of pasta b'avikistin altogether, that would avoid the shaila. So those who prefer pastas and things of that nature, so one could be yotzei kiddush b'chamas suda and not have to be concerned with any issue in terms of brachas. Those who don't follow that and go for cookies and cakes and are not necessarily benching, so they're probably relying on the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman.